Thank you and good afternoon. After 30 years on the job as a member of the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office and as the Public Information Officer the last 3 years, Lieutenant Steve Knight will work his final shift today and his retirement becomes official on Saturday. Not only is Knight retiring, the Operations Commander, Lieutenant Dave Morey, will be retiring as well. Police Chief Mike Downey believes that both lieutenants will still be working in some capacity.
You know, these two individuals that we're talking about, two of my key lieutenants, are moving on, but you know, they're moving on because it's time to go, but by no means do I think they're retiring. They'll be involved in some type of work from here on. So it's retirement, but it's going from one career to another, so to speak.
Lieutenant Steve Knight spoke about the importance of relaying information from the sheriff's office to the public and also said that it works both ways because the public has assisted on numerous cases throughout the years.
Well, we've taken basically a stance, I know when I took over the position of the public pays us to do a job. And I think the public deserves, the taxpayers deserve to know what kind of job we're doing. They also deserve to know what's going on in the community and when it may or affect them. So I've tried to, on a personal level and professional level, and the sheriff's been 100% behind it, to be as transparent as we can.
Lieutenant Wayne Hansen will step in as the new public information officer on Monday. Eureka Police, Humboldt Bay Fire, and the City Ambulance responded to a traffic collision at the intersection of West Wabash and Pine Thursday evening. An adult male was traveling east on Wabash on his motorcycle when the driver of a Toyota traveling west on Wabash turned left onto Pine Street and collided with the motorcycle. The motorcyclist was transported to St. Joseph Hospital for treatment of serious injuries. Impairment is not considered to be a factor in the crash. The California Highway Patrol, in conjunction with the California State Automobile Association, awarded local police officers with a 10851 stolen vehicle recovery pin during a luncheon ceremony in Eureka on Tuesday. The pin recognizes the efforts made by CHP and other law enforcement personnel who have shown great results in reducing stolen vehicle crimes. The group of officers awarded included Jeff Keller, Rick Borges, Ryan McElroy, Brian Stevens, Michael Zdelzig, Stanley Harkness, and Sean Sopawaga. Humboldt County, along with the Decade of Difference Initiative, is having its fifth annual College and Career Colors Day today. College Color Day is aimed to emphasize the importance of continuing education and training beyond high school by encouraging alumni, fans, and students to wear the colors of their favorite college, university, or trade school. The Decade of Difference Initiative aims to increase the rates of regional high school students who are qualified for and attend post-secondary educational programs. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. California voters approved Proposition 47 last week, and it may have escaped attention, but the impact of passing the measure began immediately. Prop 47 is aimed at reducing the number of prisoners in state prisons, and it does so by reducing many crimes that were considered felonies to misdemeanors. Since its passage, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office has released 8 inmates. Sheriff Mike Downey opposed Proposition 47, but said it reduced the number of people in the county jail.
Prop 47, and the interesting thing about that proposition, it goes into effect the next day. So it's already in effect because of the provisions of Prop 47. We released some of the folks that fall under that guideline. So that's our population today was down in the 320s, 325, when we're usually up around 470, 475.
Downey said that DAs, sheriffs, and police chiefs are all opposed to the measure because it's too broad and allows the release of people convicted of serious crimes.
The theory is that the more predatorial type or those that are more dangerous to the public, we should be able to hang on to longer because we have extra space. So we'll see how that actually shakes out because many of these crimes, like let's take the theft of a firearm. Wouldn't you think that should be a felony? It's considered a misdemeanor, petty theft, because it's under $950.
One bright spot Downey highlighted was that with the passage of Measure Z, he will be able to fill empty positions for both patrol and jail duties in his department. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.